This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Kicking off the week, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And for the first time, since we've started to try to do this at the opening of the show is actually streaming live at ammoland.com, where you will find the reason we're doing it from Ammoland now, as far as and at GCN Live and at Google Plus and at YouTube and at lockandloadradio.com is with Ammoland. A lot of the stuff that I talk about comes from Ammoland. I just thought it worked out pretty good since I'm sort of bringing some of the best writers in the game. I'm giving verbal voice to them. Not that they were looking for it, but, you know, it's nice to do. Anyway, coming from Ammoland, coming from the desk of Dean Weingarten, we have this. In Cleveland, in Ohio, they have open carry, and open carry was going to be a... They tried to short-circuit that a lot of different ways. They tried to hype it up. Those that want to disarm the population tried to hype it up. There was a scam petition that was created for open carry inside the convention floor. It was run by a progressive to create problems for the Second Amendment supporters. It didn't last long or fool too many because the Quicken Loans venue is a private concern. Then the head of the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association, the union, published a hysterical rant about how the Constitution need not apply. He wanted the citizenry disarmed. Coming from CNN.com, we're sending a letter to Governor Kasich requesting assistance from him. He could be very easily do some kind of executive order or something. I don't care if it's constitutional or not at this point. They can fight about it after the RNC, or they can lift it after the RNC, but I want him to absolutely outlaw open carry in Cuyahoga County until this IRNC is over. Kasich showed some class and understanding of limited government, and the... So he said no, he did not have the power to do so. Then Senator Sherrod Brown thought the governor could do something, at least when he was talking to the police union. He joined the call for Kasich to suspend Ohio's open carry law during the Republican National Convention this week. He said in an appearance in Cincinnati, I would hope that the governor would listen to the police union and suspend, conceal, and open carry in Ohio, in Cleveland, during this convention. Unions negotiate wages and working conditions. Maybe they were going to say, well, this is a working condition. But, wait a minute. Open carriers showed up just as they promised they would. They didn't bother anyone. They didn't cause any trouble. They simply exercised their constitutional rights. There was no shootouts. There was no intimidation. Coming from QZ.com. Standing with their legs wide apart, their holstered guns on their hips or thighs, a handful of Donald Trump supporters decided to assert their Second Amendment rights at the America First rally in Cleveland's Riverside Settlers Landing Park on July 18th, the first day of the RNC, just like they promised they would before the event. Then coming from NPR.org, Clayton Allen, 21, walked right up to the 8-foot fence surrounding the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland. He stood out from the crowd because he had a handgun strapped to his hip. Allen said, "I open carry all the time." The Republican convention would not be the exception. Open carriers at the RNC worked out exactly as the Second Amendment supporters predicted. Nobody got shot. No one got arrested. No problems. Governor Mary Fallon from Oklahoma reiterated what Governor Kasich had stated earlier from CNN.com. She said she was going to attend and speak at the RNC and backed Kasich during an appearance on CNN's New Day. She said the governor just can't automatically just do away with open carry. There's a constitution, there's statutes, there's laws, and he has to obey those. I take the police union's concerns very seriously, but the governor doesn't have, according to him, the executive power to do what they're asking. Governors probably had to say that. They took the police union president's concerns seriously. That's the political thing to do. But was there ever any real concerns there? Open carry has been legal in Ohio since it has been a state. It has never been a problem. It has been done in 90% of the states without a problem. Open carriers are far more law-abiding than the general population. They're just people who are serious about standing up for their rights. Near the end of the convention, the police chief, who did not make a big deal about open carry, was questioned from Fox8.com. As for the issue of Ohio's open carry law, the chief said it really hasn't been an issue at all. Nobody's been arrested or has challenged the things we asked them to do. That this was expected by some people who understand the reality of open carry in the United States is it goes without saying. But, I mean, that's what's happened now. And that is the way it should be. The Constitution does still mean something. And rights are not to be done away with by executive orders. Those aren't rights. Those are privileges. Ordered liberty supports and protects civilization. It doesn't threaten it. Rights, in order for them to be rights, means that government can't touch them. Government can do other things. That's the part of, that's the whole part of this republic. This republic type experiment that we're supposed to have. The government is supposed to do certain things. Defining rights and suspending them and deciding what they are and all that other stuff, that's not part of them. That's never been part of them. There are many things today that the police need to be worried about. Democrats, Black Lives Matter, anti-police sentiments, being thrown under the bus by the local governments. Yeah, lots of things. People that carry weapons in the open, though they're not part of the problem. They've never been part of the problem. They're actually a good part of the solution. I would have been stunned if they had suspended it, although I'm really sort of surprised that Kasich went so constitutional, because Kasich is sort of a rhino. He's sort of a rhino. This was his only good moment whilst the RNC was in Ohio. He didn't go to the convention. He was too busy being too conservative, you see. Too conservative, too Republican to go to the RNC this time. When we get back, coming up on the first break, when we get back, we're going to talk about those who are too conservative. We're going to call them out on what they haven't done. Those that are so conservative that there's such a delineation. That's all coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection, This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Great many people in Congress, governors, supposed, you know, high flyers in the Republican Party. They didn't go to the RNC because they were too conservative. Some of those who think of themselves as conservatives have become as smug and self-regarding as the liberals. And they have about as much reason to be that self-regarding as well. How has the conservative movement, if there is one, advanced the conservative argument from the public since 2010 when the Republicans took over the House? Have there been hearings with doctors testifying about retiring because of Obamacare? No. Have there been hearings of middle Americans losing their health insurance because of the huge increase in deductibles? No. Have there been hearings of parents killed by illegal immigrants? No. Have there been hearings of relatives of people killed by jihadis? No. Have there been hearings on the impact of those immigrants who want to replace the Constitution with the Quran? Have there been hearings of people who have been replaced by immigrants in their jobs? Have there been hearings of college graduates who cannot find jobs? Have there been hearings on the budget? Have there been hearings on Common Core highlighting what is in it? Have there been press conferences by Republican leaders with a whiteboard showing the size of the deficit and the growth of the federal debt? Have conservatives used the powerful positions gained by Republican majorities first in the House and then in the Senate to advance conservative ideas, to educate the public in the destruction caused by liberal policies, in short, to advance conservative argument? No to all of that. They have not done that. The conservatives in Congress, the conservatives that wanted to be president, none of them have done that. Except for one cat. He that no one will vote for, that more people voted for than before. Trump has brought all of those subjects before the public, in the public space, and has absorbed all of the junk coming from the liberal institutions and from many conservatives for doing this. That is, until they realize the public is with him on those issues. And now conservatives who've stood idly by while Obama has been transforming the country cannot bring themselves to support Trump because they're upset at his campaigning technique. Is that what it is? Are they just too fastidious? What's at risk here is the American experiment. The future of Western civilization is in the balance. We have a guy who's trying to be a warrior in the field, who's raising the public to fight for both. And the conservatives are abandoning the fight. You conservatives are abandoning your place in the line and going home. If conservatives care about the country, they're going to have to vote for Trump. The hour for America is very, 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 very late. And that is partly the result of the pusillanimity, just junk coming out of the conservatives. I'll be able to say that later. Congested today. Those of us who want to bring down liberalism, progressivism without destroying America, we have to get behind Trump. This isn't about a fair fight. This isn't about a clean fight. This isn't about being a gentleman or adhering to decorum. We're in pitched ideological trench warfare. We're not. We no longer have the luxury of sitting back and saying, oh, well, the country can probably take this. Because the country has been taking it. Taking it, taking it, taking it. And, you know, country is $19 trillion in debt now, $19 trillion plus, which is, thank you, Obama, $10 trillion on your watch. And the conservatives are staying home. And they'll look right into the camera like they're looking you right in the eye, and they will tell you the biggest bunch of hogwash. And I'm telling you right now, this is what it's about. It's about what they perceive to be their seat at the table. They look at the RNC, hence they look at government when the RNC is in charge, or when the Republicans are in charge, and they say, I've earned this position. They don't say, I'm effective at this position. They don't say, I can do this position. They simply say, I've earned this position. Bob Dole said he'd earned his chance at being president. John McCain did. Mitt Romney did. No. No more. The conservatives, as they found out, I mean, and this is the thing about the conservatives. Trump's probably going to win. It looks like Trump is going to win. He's surging in the polls. The Democrats are coming apart at the seams. We're going to talk about that later. And, you know, what then? When Trump becomes president, what then, conservatives? Will you work in government to try to save the country with this new president? Or are you going to fight him? You haven't fought Obama. You haven't taken it to Obama. You haven't. Why hasn't somebody said to Obama, hey, man, you know, we're trying to figure out how you're funding some of these exchanges when we didn't okay any funds for that. Where's that money coming from, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama? I mean, why isn't anybody saying that? Hey, conservatives, there's going to be some history made in this election here. The first outsider ever is going to get elected. You're going to be sitting around doing nothing. What is history going to say about the conservatives when the people surged and decided to take the country back? This is Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapon modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming off the Washington Post, we have Obama once again. It's sort of like they're in a contest to see who can lie the most. On Tuesday of last week, during a memorial service for the five law enforcement officers who were killed in Dallas, Obama said, "We flood communities with so many guns that it's easier for a teenager to buy a Glock than to get his hands on a computer or even a book." That, from the Washington Post fact checker, got Obama with three Pinocchios for the claim, calling it strange. Strange. Well, is that the best way to describe it? On the one hand, the claim was indeed strange to the extent that comparing guns, computers, and books is, well, as the newspaper put it, a catchy talking point that doesn't make much sense and an exaggerated claim based on no real statistics, which does nothing but distract the public. And it was strange, as in inappropriate, for Obama to try to transform this solemn occasion, which was a memorial service, a funeral for real people that just happened to be cops, into a campaign event for more political grandstanding on his gun control agenda. Now, strange can also mean unusual, but there's nothing unusual about Obama lying. He did so in Dallas, and for that reason, perhaps it would be more accurate for the Post to have termed his claim false. As the newspaper noted, federal law prohibits licensed firearms dealers from selling a handgun, such as a Glock, to people under 21 years of age. It prohibits unlicensed people like family from selling or transferring handguns to anyone under 18. In most states, you need to be at least 18 to purchase and own a handgun. Which ones allow that now? They don't do that here. Public libraries, on the other hand, generally don't have an age limit or a background check for children to get a library card and access books and computers for free. Post added that it reminded us of a similar claim by Obama in March of 2015 when he said there are neighborhoods where it is easier for you to buy handgun and clips than it is for you to buy a fresh vegetable. He got three Pinocchios for that one as well, calling his vegetable comment an odd series of exaggerated gun claims. It also gave Obama three Pinocchios when he claimed that 40% of gun sales took place without a background check. Right now, no one knows who's ahead in the race between Pantsuit and Barack. The good news for America is that Obama only has a few more months left to rack up his tally while in the White House, and then he'll go somewhere else. He won't be able to hurt us no more. I don't know why everybody wants to ban the... Well, okay, let me rephrase that. That's not true. I know why they want to ban the AR-15. Because the AR-15 can be picked up by anybody. It is designed to be operated, and it is so simple, it can be done taught at a sixth grade level. There's all kinds of little catchy acronyms on how to make the word, you know, operate the weapon. Now, with any semi-automatic weapon, the thing that you've got to be able to do is clear a stoppage. Which with the M16, of course, you know, with the different rates of fire, that was something you had to be aware of. So we did sports. Slap the magazine, pull back the charging handle, observe the chamber, release the charging handle, tap the forward assist, shoot. Sports. That would put a gun back into action, an M16 back into action. Now, this is the standard firearm of the day. This is the standard firearm of the day. And that's the problem. There's more AR-15s out there in the hands of civilians than there are in the military. There's more fewer M4s, M16s in the hands of the military than there are AR-15s. And a great many of these are in the hands of veterans. Whew, that's a problem. It does not, however, represent some bizarre overextension of the right to keep and bear arms. It is the very core of that right. Now, in the middle of June, a self-described radical Islamist ruthlessly gunned down a room full of Americans in the worst attack on the United States soil since 9/11. And, of course, everybody in government and all of the media and everybody else joined in the same chorus, the same recital, without focusing on the perpetrator of the crime itself. It was the tool. The president said it was time to get serious in fighting terrorism, and that making it meant gun control. It's got to, you know, people who want to kill Americans, we got to keep their hands off assault weapons. Once again, the AR-15 under the microscope. Seemed a touch peculiar that the president would reserve his most venomous words for condemnation of a firearm. But it was, rest assured it was. And alas, it was also par for the course. In the eyes of America's ever-zealous gun controllers, the AR-15 represents all that is wrong with the right of the people to keep and bear arms, and indeed with the country's culture at large. In consequence, banning it is imperative not only in the fight against gun violence, but as a means by which individualism itself can be checked. Time and time again, those of us who own these weapons are cast as reactionaries or bitter clingers, or worst of all, as full-on terrorists. The critics invariably inquire, why are we allowing the super gun and its unbalanced owners to destroy the public peace? Oh, gosh. Hey, coming from a... I don't see it in there, Keenan. Coming from one of the ninjas, a bunch of people just got stabbed to death in Tokyo. Hey, but it wasn't with an AR-15. We could point out, of course, that the AR-15 is not a super gun. I would reserve that for one of the Gatling guns. Now, that's something that sprays and prays. That's why they want to ban it, though. It's the bridge to liberty. AR-15 is the modern-day musket. They know it. We know it. We all know it. They can't have that. They can't have that. The problem is, that genie is out of the bottle. There is no way to, you know. That's the thing about when you fire a round. This is like a round fired out of a barrel. No matter what you don't want to have happen or something, it's going to go downrange and it's going to hit something. Can't catch it. Can't pull it back in the barrel. It's a done deed. As is guns in the world. So the gun grabbers, yeah, I know. I know what you want. Prattle on, would you? Just keep going. Just keep on going, could you? Now, in Munich, we had a shooting recently at a mall, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. And at the steps Germany's going to take to keep this from happening again. We'll be right back.
Is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money?
Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In light of this latest attack, which was in Iranian German, in Munich, Germany has come up with some ideas of their very own. So original, I can't even believe that I hadn't thought of these myself. You see, they already have some of the most restrictive gun laws in the world. So they're going to get some more of them. German Vice Chancellor Sigmar Gabriel told Funk Media Group newspaper that the country must continue to do all we can to limit and strictly control access to deadly weapons, while Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière told the Bild am Sonntag newspaper in a separate interview, we have to evaluate very carefully if and where further legal changes are needed. Ali David Sonvali, the 18 years old, the dual German-Iranian national behind Friday's attack outside a shopping mall in which 9 people died, obtained his Glock firearm illegally, and he did not have a license. But he would have struggled to meet the German stringent requirement for legal possession even if he did. Applicants under 25 must undergo a series of tough checks that include whether the person has a history of mental health issues. Sonvali suffered from depression. They must also pass tests about gun knowledge and get approval for what the weapon will be used for. See, unlike the United States, there's no guaranteed right to bear arms. All of that, none of that stuff stops Sonvali from acquiring an illicit weapon. But it does appear to have helped Germany reduce gun-related deaths to 57 last year, down from more than 895, according to the website gunpolicy.org. This compares with about 13,445 people killed in the U.S. by firearms in 2015, according to the Gun Violence Archive, which is incorrect. That number is incorrect. Okay? I'm just quoting from an article here. That is an incorrect figure. So, it is nearly impossible in Germany now to buy a gun. So they're going to make it more impossible to buy a gun. I'm sure they're going to think of something. Some unicorn-type step that they claim will make them safer. It's not at all clear that he bought the gun illegally. Early reports said the gun had had its registration number filed off. Gun stores don't normally do that. So it's possible that the shooter bought his gun illegally. How would any legislation have stopped him from buying a gun? Well, the way he bought a gun, the short answer to this is it wouldn't have stopped him. That's the thing about the black market. Now, here we have this. They say there's 5 million legal firearms in Germany, but there are 20 million illegal guns. How do they know that? They're just making a guess based upon certain things they do and samples they take and guns they confiscate. The real long answer of this is they don't really know who's got what. Nobody knows who's got what. If we knew who's got what, we would kill the terrorists while they're sitting around playing spades, sewing together their exploding vests. But we don't know. So, short of going door-to-door to search for the illegal weapons, Germany has few options to toughen up its gun control laws that, you know, are already pretty tough to begin with. If you're a law-abiding Deutschlander. Oh, well. Now, also in Germany, the other day in Würzburg, which I spent some time in Würzburg, there you had a 17-year-old Afghan refugee. He boarded a train and carrying a knife and an axe. And then he went to work. Four passengers, Chinese tourists, are in serious condition. Others were less seriously injured. Many aboard the train were treated for shock. So here we have an Afghan doing his Lizzie Borden impression, shouting Allahu Akbar. In a video beforehand, he declared himself a soldier of the Caliphate. He made himself a homemade flag that resembled the Islamic State banner. German police gunned him down as he attacked security while attempting to take off. That's one thing about the German cops. You don't mess with the German cops. You do not mess with the Polizei. I had a partner in Germany who decided to resist arrest from the Polizei. Back in the 80s, they had these spring-loaded batons, so they hit you one time, but it bounced back and popped you two more times. Their holsters were designed to come off of their belts, the entire holster. So if they didn't have time to draw down on you and shoot you, they would shoot you with the holster still on the gun. After they shot you, there would be no, all right, well, let's bag him and I need your gun there, Fritz. Yeah, that's right. There's going to be an internal. No, they took him out for a beer. If you stand up to the Polizei, you pay. And if you come out alive, well, then you look like a pound of hamburger. Polizei don't play. This attack, like the attack in, this is raising more questions about the Merkel open-door refugee policy. Coming from Reuters, a leader of the anti-immigrant Alternative for Germany said Merkel and her supporters were to blame for the dangerous security situation because their welcoming policies have brought too many young, uneducated, and radical Muslim men to Germany. The problem of jihad in Western Europe and in the U.S. is in part because Muslims are permitted to enter. That's how it's happening. But it's also among Muslims already here. And it's about more than the perpetrators. It's about their sympathizers and supporters and about Muslim communities that remain silent about the killers among them not assimilating into the community that took them in so graciously. And I don't care if it's from fear, sympathy, or religious loyalty. Now, after the Nice attack, Newt Gingrich got out there and called for testing Muslims for Sharia compliance. And he said that those who are compliant should be deported. He didn't go into details. A policy that systemizes the vetting and removal of Sharia Muslims would go a long way toward diminishing terrorist threats to the homeland. But at the end of the day, all right, at the end of the day, as we're going to find out, there's more to it than just Sharia sometimes. Sometimes it's just about Islam. How would that removal be achieved? There are two principal means. We can certainly revoke visas. After all, guests must abide by our laws, right? And holding beliefs like Sharia that are intended to supersede the laws of the United States and pose threats to the security and lives of Americans are actionable grounds. As recently as this May, the government sought to revoke the naturalized citizenship of Mohamed Idris Ahmed, a Somali cleric. The grounds: failing to possess good moral character. Prosecution was premised on lies made in Ahmed's application for citizenship. He didn't mention that he had two wives in his travels abroad. And Yvonne Jarrett, a former INS official who reviewed and signed off on Ahmad's application, said records show he did not have a passport with him. When asked why she accepted him, she said, well, it's face value. They're under oath. If an applicant tells me they've been out of the country 13 times in the Middle East and Northern Africa, that would definitely raise a flag. That's why he didn't have a passport on him, so he'd been stamped so many times, showing where he had been. So, I like Mr. Newt's idea. Extreme betting. That's the applicable, is all of these Muslims wanting to come in here and start up their own little refugee camps. Oh, well. We're coming up on hour number two. When we get back, we're going to talk about what you should do if you're stopped by a police officer. I was stopped by a police officer Friday night. And I did everything I should have done before I read this. I was doing all the right steps, so we're going to share that with you when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.